As we begin this meditation, again, make your soul alignment, linking the center from your head, the center from your heart, and the center from your throat with the soul, with the intention that they merge and become one. You are working to increase your telepathic sensitivity to the higher planes, not only vertically upward to the highest point you can reach of light, but also horizontally out to humanity. In this meditation, you will become aware and a more conscious part of the temple of humanity. This temple is rising rapidly in our new age. New forms are being built. And with the energy of Shambhala and hierarchical guidance, all disciples are working toward that which is already planned and is working out well. Humanity is the third major center on this planet. It is the center of intelligent activity. It's also the potency of the third ray. Focus now on that great triangle, the three major planetary centers. Shambhala, the ray of will and power, the hierarchy of masters, the ray of love and wisdom, the heart center, and humanity, intelligent activity, the third ray of creative endeavor. And imagine this triangle now with you as part of humanity. The first ray, the head center, Shambhala. The second ray, that of the masters, the heart center. And the third, humanity, the throat center. And link these into a triangle of light. And realize that you are part of each. You are moving as a disciple, as part of the new group of world servers, as a conscious co-worker with the master who is assisting you and your group into the heart center. You are that which links the higher centers of Shambhala and the hierarchy with the third center of humanity. The more that you can realize this right now, then the more constructive is your service. The consciousness at all times that you are linked with the higher masters. You are a part of the world of souls. You are also linked with humanity and in a unique position to serve. Now allow yourself to sense in full consciousness that you are moving from one stage of understanding to the next, from one relationship in the higher planes to the next higher, and that at the same time you are leading, guiding, assisting others to take the same steps in understanding and expansion that you have taken, that you are taking. For they are your brothers and your sisters. all humanity has one purpose, and that is to move past the littleness of the personality and to engage the soul's attention and draw forth from the soul the love that it has access to, the knowledge that it has access to, and to bring those into your life, into every word, every deed, every thought. All humanity has the same purpose. You are in this position to lead, to guide, to teach, to inspire. As you receive, you can give. Visualize yourself as a growingly effective, accurate, loving receiver. For you will be given by the Masters all that you are able to take forward and present to others. If you meditate only to receive and do not find the clear intention, thus making the time available to offer to others in the best way you can what you have integrated into your life, then there is a waiting period until you can catch up and keep that energy flowing. This is where your joy emerges. To receive, to integrate that, to write it out, to ponder on it, concentrate on it, reflect on it, and find a way to present it to those who can respond to it and to the form you have created. This is the flow that allows you to receive more. Coming in from above you and then going out horizontally to your brothers and sisters on the path. This will require you to spend less time in the personality interest of a few people and instead focus upon larger groups. What is needed now? And not to allow yourself, because of the love that you have, to spend too much proportion of your time and energy upon a few people who may or may not be open and receptive. This is hard for a disciple to learn. Check into your time and see where it's going. If you have the courage, keep a record of what you're doing with each 15-minute period that you are awake. Where are your thoughts when you are at a mundane task that you can do without thinking? And simply make your intention to receive the inspiration, to recognize your place on the path and your increased ability to share some of the light and of the love that is within you, that has built up in your upper centers. not only those you know, but those you do not know who are seeking the way. As you know, this cannot be forced. It cannot be a personality plan. For all effective response to the energies of the Masters, of Shambhala, of the great Sun Sirius and the spiritual Sun, comes from the soul's intuitive response and then to you. It may be that you need to spend more time in inner stillness asking the soul, open to the hierarchical impressions of your master during the time of the full moons, that 5-day period that you have learned. And this would be your preparation to give a fuller response to humanity, the throat center of our planetary logos, and thus create forms that are in line with the plan and that meet the immediate needs of those you will reach. Visualize yourself now working as a creative agent, receiving, accepting, recognizing, and then using what has come to you. In a very sensible, sane, practical manner. Visualize yourself letting go of grandiose plans, of something that reaches way out in the future, and simply giving something on the material plane. It's through writing or speaking or assisting others who are doing so. To those who are waiting now for some illumination of who they are and why they are here. There are many, and yet they are still few of these conscious human entities who can give as you can give. There are many giving to the environment. It will be worked out. Many giving to the scientific efforts to find the place where spirit and science merge, as well as in the medical field now. There are many. There are few who are reaching those who you can reach, who are developing the telepathic skills to be impressed by the Masters and then to create a form that's really appropriate, that helps those who cannot yet do this. These are pictures for your future, not for a future life, but for this life. Let these pictures become firmly anchored in your mind, and they will draw to you the higher intuitive knowledge. They will draw to you the impressions from the Master. They will link you with Shambhala. They are the key to bridge the gap that exists between you and these higher planes. The Lord of this world, who is called the Ancient of Days, is releasing new energies into the center called humanity. And in the furnace of pain and anxiety and fears that people are going through, there will be a great transmutation. It will bring about a new power that comes from sacrifice, from a surrender that includes all people, from a clear vision of the whole, and a cooperative spirit that would change our entire civilization. And one last vision. Visualize the temple of humanity functioning fully under the law of loving understanding. And then see the development of a worldwide international spirit. The recognition of one faith, one awareness of humanity as one great center, the one center that can express divinity upon the physical plane. And then visualize human consciousness transferring from the world of material things to that of spirit. And see this leading to the world of spiritual realities. An inspired, creative life upon the physical plane, just as you are developing so rapidly. See this in humanity. See humanity emerging as one great human family. One humanity illumined and fused, powerfully working together to create a civilization that is filled with light and love and joy. Just keep letting in this truth. It is the truth. It is your future. It is the path that you are on. The path of total liberation, of illumination, and of the freedom from all obstacles on the material plane, so that you may serve and lift and know within that you are part of a great group, that you are part of the guides and the masters' work on this plane of the Temple of Humanity.